Your Bibles to Psalms chapter 27. I want to go to the 27th Psalm. And I know that we need the Lord's help always. Every time we come to the pulpit to preach His word, we've got to have His help. We've got to have His touch and His anointing. There's no way we can do it on our own. And there's sometimes you know exactly what the Lord's trying to speak and tell, or at least on my heart. And then there's other times, I guess, like this morning, that you know God has something for us, but I'll tell you what, I'm just still feeling after Him right here this morning. I just have to confess that to you. And that ain't an excuse for you to go to sleep or nothing like that, because I do know that the Lord has something for us. But I know that we got to have the Lord's help this morning. I feel like the Lord has something for us here this morning, right here in this chapter. But I need every one of us to feel after Him. Amen? I need every one of us. So you reach out for the Lord and receive help from the Lord. There's a few things in here that the Lord has dealt with me, but I was talking to a preacher friend of mine, a Cajun preacher, and he said that yesterday, I don't know if it was because he said this or what, but he said, "Brother Sam, you ain't always going to hit a home run." And I know that's the truth, and I hardly ever hit home run, but sometimes when you get to the batter's box and you don't even know if you got the right bat or not, that's for sure bad shape, you know it? So here we are this morning. Let's dive in here and see what we can get from the Lord. All right, Psalms 27, verse 1. "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. For in the time of trouble He shall hide me in His pavilion. In the secret of His tabernacle shall He hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in His tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me." Can you say amen? Amen? Amen to the Lord's word. Let's pray and ask the Lord to help us. Lord, we so humbly come before You this morning, desperately needing Your help, desperately needing Your touch, desperately, Lord, reaching out for You this morning. God, we look to You. You're the author and the finisher of our faith. God, we pray that You'll touch us with Your Spirit, with Your help, and with Your hand. God, speak to our hearts, Lord. Anoint Your word this morning, God, I pray. Give us encouragement. Give us strength. God, I pray that You'll open our eyes, that we'll behold wondrous things out of Your law. In Jesus' holy name, the church said, amen and amen. You may be seated. This psalm here, David is sustaining his faith by the power of God. He starts out saying, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." The Lord is my light and my salvation. He said in the next line, "Whom shall I fear?" You see, there's something that we deal with in this life, and it's called fear. There's something that binds us so many times. It's something called fear. and we must deal with it. There's fear right here, and David is strengthening himself. He's strengthening his faith. He's encouraging himself. Amen. And he's saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I'm telling you what, brothers and sisters, when you got the Lord on your side, there's nothing that you have to be afraid of. When you've got the Lord by your side, you don't have to fear. David said, who's that that I'm going to fear? The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Not only the Lord is my light and my salvation, he said, the Lord is the strength of my life. He's the one that gives strength, or I wouldn't even be alive. He's the one that strengthens me every day. You know that the Bible says, as your day is, so shall your strength be. The children of Israel walked through the wilderness 40 years. Amen. They died there, every one of them that was 20 years old and up. Amen. But the Bible said their shoes didn't even wear out. They walked through that wilderness for 40 years, and their shoes and their clothes never wore out. Amen. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Moses was 80 years old when he went into that, when he took off. Amen. Walked for 40 years. You couldn't even tell he didn't even have wrinkles. You couldn't even tell he was an old man. God sustained that man through that time. I'm telling you what, there's sustaining power, amen, and God sustains us. There's a word that's used in the Bible that's preserve, amen. The psalmist uses it several times about the Lord preserving, and we know what it is to preserve. The Lord will preserve us, amen. Psalms 121 says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth, amen. Then he goes on to say, on down in the chapter, amen, the Lord shall preserve me from all evil. The Lord shall preserve my going out and my coming in from this time forth and forevermore. You know, the Lord is the strength of our life. David said right here in Psalms 27, the Lord is the strength of my life. But listen to what he says after he makes this statement. You see, in this first verse, he makes two statements and he asks two questions. The first statement, the Lord is the light, my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Amen. Then he makes another statement. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Amen. So he makes a statement about the Lord, and it causes a question to come up in his mind. You know, have you ever been around maybe young people or something, children, and they was afraid, and there was nothing to be afraid of, and you made the statement, why are you afraid? You know, maybe they was all shook up and scared about something, and you made that statement, or you've heard it said, maybe their parent or someone said, listen, why are you afraid? There's nothing to be afraid of. It's okay, you know. Maybe trying to get them to ride the bike the first time, or trying to get them to eat something, or I don't know, it could be anything, but you make the statement, why are you scared? Why are you afraid? David here says, he's really asking himself, whom shall I fear? Why are you afraid? Amen. This morning, if you're afraid, what's the future? This morning, if the future looks dark and bleak, amen, if you'll take one look at the Lord, amen, like David, he looked at the Lord, and then he really asked himself, why am I afraid? He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Why am I afraid? Who's out there that's bigger than God, church? Who's out there? What trouble's out there that's bigger than God? Amen. What could you face tomorrow? Amen. That is bigger than God. Amen. What trouble could you be in? Amen. That God couldn't pull you out of. I'm telling you, why are you afraid this morning? David said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So just like we would ask a little child, why are you scared? David takes two looks at the Lord and he says, why would I be scared? Why would I have fear? Why? Amen. Psalms chapter 34, just a few chapters over, he says in verse 4, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Y'all with me this morning? I sought the Lord and he heard me. He didn't just hear me though. He delivered me from all my fears. You see, I want to tell you something this morning. Sometimes we need the Lord to pull us out of the water like he did Peter. Sometimes we need the Lord to bring us out of the grave like he did Lazarus. Sometimes we need the Lord to do some great miracle for us. And other times we need him to deliver us from our fears. He said, I sought the Lord and he heard me. He said, but he delivered me from my fears. The things that I was afraid of, God delivered me from. I feel like there's somebody right here in this church this morning. You're sitting on the pew, but you're bound not by grave clothes. You're seeking, but not in the water. You're seeking in fears, and you're bound by fears. And it's holding you back from praising God. It's holding you back from serving God. Amen. I'm telling you what, God is able. And if you'll take a good look at God, you'll understand he's bigger than all of your fears. When the wicked, even mine enemies, my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. David knew they was going to eat him up. He could see their teeth. He could see their mouth open. But they stumbled and fell. They fell right there at the last moment. David was so close, or they were so close to David, that they was coming to eat him up. He could hear their growls. He could feel their hissing. He could see their teeth. Amen. But right at the last moment, they stumbled and fell. Praise God, church. I said, praise God. Oh, Lord, help us this morning. Oh, just reach out for the Lord this morning. I said, just reach out for the Lord this morning. So Isaiah 41 and verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Come on, church. Hallelujah. You here this morning? Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. That reminds me, before I go on, about old Hezekiah. That king sent that letter down there to Hezekiah. You know what Hezekiah did? Amen. He took that letter and he went to the house of God and he spread it out before the Lord. Oh, come on. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to let you in here on something I did one time. I got a letter from the IRS. You know what I did? Me and Bethany went. We went come to church and we laid it right out on the altar. God, you see this letter right here? Look at it. There it is. Amen. It didn't look good, but I'm telling you what, God helped us. Amen. And before the next April 15th rolled around, it was all taken care of. Somebody say amen. Amen. What was impossible with me was not impossible with God. And really, God had it all figured out already. But I had some fears. And so I went up to the house of God. And I spread the letter out before the Lord. And I said, Lord, here it is. I'm telling you what, you may have got a letter. It may not be from the IRS. But it may be from the doctor. It may be from the courts. It may be from here, there, or wherever. It don't matter. It may not be a letter. It might just be fears. You know what? You need to bring your fears to God this morning. You need to lay them on the altar. And God's able to help you. And you're able to go out here a different person. Can you say amen, church? Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing. Can you say nothing? And as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not. Amen. I will help thee. You see, God's going to take care of the problem. But not only did he say he'd take care of the problem, come on up here, little John, help me out here. Not only did he say he'd take care of the problem, but he said, while you're in this problem, I'm going to hold your hand. Oh, ain't it wonderful for the Lord to hold our hand. But that's not all he said he would do. He said, I'm going to hold your hand, and I'm going to say unto you, fear not. I will help you. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Fear thou not, thou worm Jacob. You men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord. And thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. And so, David took two looks at the Lord and he asked two questions. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? He said, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Now here's what, amen, the Lord began to speak to my heart. And I hope that it's for somebody here today. He had all these troubles and all these fears. Really, it was fear that he was dealing with. Amen. Even though it was a host, he said, I shall not fear. It was really fear what he was dealing with. And a lot of times as children of God, we deal with fear. Amen. We need God to get us out of that fear. But not only that, he talks about the wicked, his foes. They stumbled and fell. Though a host should encamp against me. You see, this fear was after him. But what I thought about in verse number 4, he said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, inquire in his temple. He had all these fears that come against him, but the fears was trying to stop him from his number one goal or position. You see, he was seeking the Lord, then here come all these fears. You see, those fears are trying to get between you and what God wants for your life. He said when he got through these fears, he said, I've desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. You see, a lot of times in our life, we're going after the things of God. We're serving God, and then all these fears come among us. And we think, oh man, this is it. But hey, those fears are just trying to stop you from your goal. They're just trying to get you to back up from where God wants you to be. David said, hey, the Lord took care of my fears, and so I'm going to seek after him. He said that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. You may have fears this morning. I feel like somebody got fears, and it could possibly be that your fears are keeping you from being saved. And so, if I could get this across, you know, sometimes you got this great, this great revelation, then when you get up to say it, it just don't come out that way. But David's going after God, and these fears come all around him. So he does the right thing. He looks at God and he said, hey, why am I afraid? Then he looks at the Lord again. He said, he's my strength. He said, why am I going to fear? Then he said, though a host come against me, my heart will not fear. And so he stops for a little while. But verse 4, he keeps right on going. He said, I have desired one thing of the Lord, and that have I longed for. I have desired one thing of the Lord, and that will I seek after. I was going along just fine, then all these fears came along. Hey, amen, God help me from them. It's time to get back on the path, and it's time to keep on going. Y'all with me this morning? Amen. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Let me ask you something. What are you seeking after this morning? You may have been sidetracked with some troubles. Amen. And now it's consumed all of your prayers. I've been there. You have too. Amen. We thought, man, I'm a moving up. God's helping me. Then all of a sudden trouble strikes. And then all of our prayers, amen, they're based on our trouble.
Amen. And that's okay. That's not necessarily wrong. Amen. But I'd like to get us back on track this morning. Amen. Really what we're wanting to do is seek after God. Really what we're wanting to do is climb the ladder a little bit. Really what we're wanting to do is go up a little bit. Really what we're wanting to do is get a little closer to God. What are you seeking after? The Bible says, seek ye first. Somebody say first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. And so, trouble comes our way, like David said right here, in the time of trouble, he shall hide me. Woo! The trouble wasn't over, but David was in the pavilion. Not only was he in the pavilion, he was in the secret of his tabernacle. You know what a secret place is? Nobody else knows about that secret place. And we could go on and on about secrets. Some people's idea of keeping a secret is telling one person at a time. And some people, they can keep a secret as long as they don't tell it in a crowd. You know, if they whispered in the ear, they didn't break the secret. Y'all come on, smile. But the secret is a place that don't everybody know about. The Bible says that here, he in the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. And so here we are. Amen. Going up to the house of God to talk to God. And the enemies come about us. Amen. The Bible said, though a host should encamp against me, David's really going up to the house of God to get close to God. And then all of this trouble comes. And David finally gets his eyes back on God in Psalms 27 here. And he said, hey, there's only one thing I've desired. And I'm going to go on up here. Amen. He gets in there. And he said, he's going to put me in his pavilion. He said, not only is he going to put me in his pavilion, he's got a special hiding place right there in his tabernacle, and nobody knows where it is but him. I'm telling you what, this morning, if we'll get back to the number one reason, if we'll get back to the thing that brought us in this house in the first place, amen, God will help us even in the time of trouble. He shall set me on a rock, a solid place. I know what I feel in my heart this morning. I feel in my heart that there's somebody, amen, that's been sidetracked by trouble. The first question Psalms 27 has for you is, why are you afraid? Take a look at the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. I don't know about his squirm. This is David, the great king of Israel. We all get sidetracked. I've been there when I knelt down to praise this to Bobby, and I couldn't get close to God. I was too worried about what was going on. I was too worried about the trouble. Really, I needed to talk to God about things in my heart, but I couldn't because I was too worried about everything around me. Really, what I needed to do was encourage myself that God has all those things in control and get back to the one thing have I desired. Amen. And that's to dwell with God. And that's to be with God. And that's to get closer to God. I'm telling you what, this morning, if you've been sidetracked by trouble, get your eyes back on that one thing. I'm going to get close to God. I'm going to let God move in my life. I'm going to seek him. And I'm going to find him. Bible says about Abraham sojourning in the land of promise. He said he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Verse 14, for they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. Verse 16, but now they desire a better country. That is an heavenly. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says he'll cause us to rise up and sit together in heavenly places. Oh, hallelujah. That is in heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God. He hath prepared for them a city. Now you know what? I love it when preachers preach and they illustrate things, and I think I'm going to do that and it don't never work out for me. Amen. But if y'all will help me this morning, I'm almost coming to a close. Amen. Brother Curtis, stand up right there out in the aisle. Amen. I want you to start heading this way. He's heading right here towards the pulpit. Brother Marvin, you and Brother John, stop him right there. There we go. He's, you know, he's headed for, he knows what he's headed for. Jump up and stop him, Brother John. Get in his way. He knows what he's headed for, but fears have stopped him. They're whispering in his ear. You can't make it. It's too hard. There's no way. You know, I mean, and the fears will whisper everything to you that we had never imagined. God don't love you. That church don't love you. I mean, you don't fit in. Just all these things whispering in our ears. Then all of a sudden, he gets his eyes back on what he was going for. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. Woo! And so he said, I'll just leave your fears right here. I'm going on. Come on, Brother Curtis. Leave them right there. Come on. Come on up here then. He's going to leave his fears at the altar. Come on up here. See, I never was good at illustrated sermons. But the Bible said, they that say such things declare plainly. You know, some people, they say, you know, I'm a Christian, but they don't declare it plainly. Oh, y'all still with me? Hello? But they that say such things declare plainly, they seek a country. Look, y'all can stay down here in the low grounds if you want to. Though some may dwell where doubts arise and fears dismay, my heart, what is that song, Higher Ground? There's a verse in there talking about, though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. And so they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. He's made it clear. I've got one thing in mind. There's a song says, I have but one goal. Amen. I'm telling you what. What's your goal this morning? Amen. Have you started out, amen, to follow Jesus? Amen. And now fears have stopped you. Have you started out to live a life of righteousness and holiness? And now fears have stopped you. I'm telling you what. You got to leave the fears at the altar. And you got to remember that one thing. I've desired this one thing of God. And that will I seek after. Amen. You can stay down there if you want to. But I'm going to a heavenly city. And so they desire, that word desire, and I don't have time to preach all these, but that word desire is what pulls them up the mountain. That word desire. And so even though we're stopped, that desire pulls us up the mountain. And fears, come on, fears, help me out here. Amen. We might as well enjoy it. We're down here. We're going back up now. Fears are trying to hold him back, but desire pulls him up the mountain. Hallelujah. And when he gets up in that heavenly place, the Bible said God is not ashamed to be called their God. Woo! David said, I've got one thing in my mind. There's foes encamped against me. Amen. There's those that have tried to get me. There's fears all around me. But there's one thing in mind. And the Bible says, God is not ashamed to be called their God. Hallelujah. You know, in the Gospels, Sometimes it's worded just a little different. And it's all the same, but sometimes it's worded a little different. Where Jesus is on the Sermon on the Mount in Luke, when he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Luke says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. All these things shall be added unto you. But the next scripture says, fear not, little flock. Hallelujah. I'd like to say this morning, fear not, old past tabernacle. Oh, hallelujah. You're seeking after God. And fears are all around you. They're trying to stop you. They're whispering in your ear. Amen. But fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give to you the kingdom. I'm telling you, he's not ashamed to be our God. Amen. We may be looked down upon by the world. But I'm telling you what, God's not ashamed to be our friend in the midnight. He's not afraid to give us loaves when we need them. He's not afraid to bring us out of the trial. I'm telling you what, get back on that goal. Get back on that road, Christian friend, and get your mind made up. No matter what, I'm going there. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a praise this morning. I guess my two questions this morning are, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Jesus was asleep in the ship, and they woke him up, and the first thing he said was, why are you fearful? My question to us this morning, David, is why are you afraid? Why are you afraid, Psalmist? He's asking himself that question. The next question I got for you is, what are you seeking after? Roll your mind back a little bit and remember what got you on this path. It was that go. And I'm going there. Get out of my way, devil. I'm going. Y'all with me this morning? I'm done. I want to make sure you're with me. There's somebody sitting right here. You had a goal. And you started out. Now the fears have come all around you. Remember that one thing. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord. Get your mind back on that goal. Get your eyes back on that prize. Amen. Get that faraway look in your eyes. Hallelujah. I said, get that faraway look in your eyes. Amen. You know that faraway look will scare the devil to death. Amen. When a Christian gets his eyes set on Calvary, it says, I'm a-going to Calvary. Amen. Because my burdens are going to roll away. Amen. It's a heavenly atmosphere. It's a heavenly city. Amen. God is there. And he will help you out of your valley. Stand together with me this morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I really don't know how to make this altar call, but I think I've come up with a title for my message, Brother Richard. Sidetracked. Amen. He had one goal, but he was sidetracked. He got to looking at that host. He got to looking at his enemies. But he got a hold of himself, Brother Curtis. You know it. I know it. There's times in our lives, Brother Martin, we got to get a hold of ourselves. Hey, look here, buddy. Wake up. Get your eyes back on the goal. Quit worrying about the trouble. God has it under control. Quit worrying about the trouble. God has it under control. Come on out of that valley of fears. Come on out of that marsh of lowlands. Amen. God has it under control. Get your mind back on the go. I know when we get to heaven, little John, the troubles we go through, probably half of them we won't even remember. They're so small. the things we give up on right here and the things that cause us to quit when we get over there. Not all of them. I know we go through valleys and we'll talk about it. Amen. But a lot of the small things that cause us to quit, Brother Phil, we won't even remember them. They'll be like a hill of beans when we see Jesus. But furthermore, if we could get a look at him this morning, they would seem so small. What is that song says? It will be worth it all when we see Christ. Amen. Life's trials will seem so small when we see him. One glimpse of his dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Mary thought he was a gardener, and he said, "Woman, who are you looking for? And why are you weeping?" I wonder if Jesus was to come in here this morning, if he wasn't to say, "Why are you crying? And who are you looking for?" She said, "Sir, if you've taken him away, would you just tell me where he is?" He said, "Mary." I wonder if Jesus calling your name this morning wouldn't take care of your problem. He knows your name. He knows your loneliness. He knows your trials. And he's calling your name this morning. He has a question. The question was with this message. Why are you afraid? And what are you looking for? Jesus said, "Mary." I'll just take Brother Curtis because he's my friend. And use him as an example, because it seems like he's always got the victory. But if the Lord said this morning, "Brother Curtis, why are you crying? What are you looking for?" But I used him, but really he's talking to somebody else right here in this congregation. The tears fall by your bed. You wonder why you're in the trial and how you're going to get out. But he wants to know what you're really looking for this morning. He's calling your name this morning. And I've said enough. Let's gather in these altars and find us a place to pray.